I've just been joined by Ryan Briley. You've had a tough Easter there, two defeats. What do you make of it today?
Yeah, disappointing. Obviously, I think we're just killing ourselves a little bit. I know it's probably the score lines don't suggest we are, but I think we're trying really hard. Just being really dumb. Errors, penalties, and just not giving ourselves a chance. So I think also we went into half time in good shape. Really felt really confident. I think we got a poor call from the ref, if I'm honest. The scrum where they have the ball and we get penalised for not having the ball, but I don't understand how we can have the ball when they've got it at the scrum.
You're saying that's a poor role. It looked like they kicked the ball away, so that allowed that shot clock to go down. I think that's the first time I've seen that.
Yeah,
I
don't get it. It's an unfortunate call, but. I don't think I'd a bearing on the game. I just think it's a rough call at a rough time. That's what I will say. And I'll defend obviously my team to the hilt. I think we was getting some momentum in the game and finally starting to turn. But regardless, we went into half time in really good shape. And I think the first 10 minutes of the second half was an absolute abolishment, a penalty, an error, a drop ball, a try. Whilst they've got 12 men, it's unforgivable at this level, and you're going to get hurt by the best team. If you look at the salary cap you're coming up against, you're certainly going to struggle, aren't you? So regardless of what team, when you're playing against a team like that with the salary cap they've got, you're only going to be in trouble.
You've got two tough games coming up now. Don't get any easier. You know, you're backing up after Easter. You've got to go to Wigan next Sunday. What goes on this week in training? How do you sort of put things right now? Is it just a case of keep working hard?
Yeah, and to be honest, mate, we are working hard in training. Like, I've never been at a club where you train harder. And I think some of the errors what we're throwing out there are probably from trying too hard, if I'm honest. No one means to drop a ball. No one means to give a high shot away. I just think it's probably come the case of trying too hard at the moment and not reaping the rewards of it. I certainly believe if we keep throwing the effort out there, I think things will change, but we need to learn lessons very quickly. We can't drop the ball, play one. We can't give penalties, play four. We can't give a high shot on a kickoff. It just puts pressure on ourselves, and we're doing too much defending. I think this team this year has shown we can score points. But in the second half, I think we only had one good ball set. And that isn't enough to figure what they're doing out defensively, where we can start posting some serious points. We're just never in the opposition half. That's been the story of our year. I think we've got enough talent in our back line, Sneedy, Brody, myself, to put points on the board. We just don't spend any time in good ball. And you can put the best attack in the world. If they're not going to be in good ball, they're not going to come away with points.
Just mention yourself and your other pivots there. Do you think at the moment you're doing too much defensive work? I mean, Brody Croft, 100%. He seems to be doing like so much tackling. It's wearing you guys out, isn't it?
100%. I think it has been mentioned between me, Brody and Sneedy that we are throwing some good shapes at teams and we look dangerous in attack. We're just not spending enough down there. So on the scoreboard, it'll say, well, so we only scored two tries today. But the two tries have had to come off kicks from myself, because we're not spending any time in good ball. We're not spending any time down there. It's not like we're spending. I think we had seven good ball sets when Warrington had 19 or something like that. Mm. So it's madness, the statistics we're seeing. And we had a bit of a meeting today about stats and about clinical, and we're the next clinical team behind St Helens. So the amount of time we spend in their good ball, we actually score tries. So I think we score a try every 9 play the balls.
Which is a good start in their
20, which is a remarkable stat. But that shows we're never in it. And I think we have the most play the balls against us in our own 20. So that says we're playing the game in the wrong area of the field. And if you're going to invite top teams into your 20, have the most play the ball in your own 20, you're going to concede. And that's the most frustrating part, is we know we can score points. We know we're a good attacking team. We are just absolutely shooting ourselves in the foot. I can't put it any down to any structure, any tactics, anything individually. We are just compounding error, after penalty, after penalty. And until we all learn that we can't do that, it's going to be a long year.
Just saying, I like to keep things positive. Just on a bit of a positive note, you today, your kicking game, I think it's been pretty good. You're creating tries from kick through. I think we scored the best two tries in the game today, that kick through at the end there. Is that something you've been working on, that short kicking game? I know you measured one last week for Ken Seo last week and another one this week. That's something you've been working on?
Not just the kick, but try assist in general. I got a stat given to me, I think that's 8 try assists now for the year. I think that puts me like 3rd in the fullbacks in the league. Obviously 3 tries as well.
Are you enjoying playing fullback?
Love it. Yeah, I love it. Listen, I'd love to be spending more time attacking than catching balls. So it is something I'm working on. I think last year I only got 4 try assists for the whole year. So to have 8 already, it showed a remarkable improvement. And I think there's a bit more of a target on my head this year. I think teams are kind of trying to come out of line and stop it at me. So I've got to find ways of getting out of kicks, passes. So to have 8 try assists already is a massive improvement for me personally, and to try and get Ken over the line as much as we can certainly helps. So it is something we work on. I do want my numbers to be high. Obviously looking at Jake Connor's numbers and Jai Field and Sam Tompkins, to be competing with them now at the top of the fullback's kind of ladder in terms of try assists and contributions, can only be a good thing for me personally. And again, I've also got things to learn. I think that was someone mentioned that before, but that was my 20th game at fullback. Obviously I made a career playing halfback really, so still learning. But I'm quite happy with where I'm at, and I know there's another level to my game ready to come.
Thanks very much for speaking to us today, Ryan. All the best this week and good luck at Wigan, mate.
Thank you, mate.